on AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
Welcome to Tuesday. It's a little nippy outside. Have you noticed?
Well, no kidding.
Yeah, just a little. I mean, it's not
just a
like
little. It was 19 degrees on my ride in.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not bad. I mean,
for November, mid-November? Yeah.
Tom, I'm trying to look on the positive side. I'm trying to find the positive aspects of it. Welcome to Tuesday. By the way, today is a very significant day for numerologists.
Yes.
Today is
11-12-13.
11-12-13. It will not happen again until 12-13-14 of next year. And then after that, I don't know. What, 100 years or something?
Oh, really?
Hmm. Well, it would have to be 1, 2...
13, 14, 15. Oh, there's no 13.
Yeah, there's no... Way to go, Tom. Well, I guess it would... the Europeans do it month, day, year, right? Or no, we do month, day, year. They do day, month, year. So it might... there's still enough... Nope.
No, we do...
Nope, even...
We do day, month, year.
We do?
Don't we?
I don't know.
No, we don't. No, we don't. Month, day, year.
Month, day, year.
Whatever.
Which, I mean, you think about it, that doesn't make any sense. If you're OCD riddled like I am, we should do day, month, year. Progression of the longer measurement.
Do either of you believe in numerology?
No.
No.
No, not at all.
We had a guy at one of our stations. He was a numerologist. He would come in and take calls on the air.
Yeah.
Dr. Kalfa, he called himself.
Yeah.
Tell us what your birthday is. You know, he'll tell you, oh, it's going to be a good year.
Oh, there's a lot of interesting coincidences that happen when you read your horoscope and all that kind of stuff. I find it very interesting.
Do you believe the secret of the universe can be found in math? Like they talk about the Higgs boson, the God particle, and all of that stuff in math equations and
I will say that the universe does run on mathematics. Now, that I'll give them. Physics... And so forth. A lot can be explained in quantum physics and theoretical physics, etc. It's fascinating.
Do you remember the TV show Numbers that was on for many years on CBS? The math professor helping the FBI solve crimes using math?
Yeah,
you know. Some of the equations that he put out there or the explanations for things were rather interesting. Yeah. I hated math in school. I was terrible at math.
Yeah, me too. And, of course, that's why I went into financial advising.
Here's an equation that no one understands, and you should buy and sell stock based on it. Isn't that what we were doing in the derivatives market?
Well, in a way, yeah. There's a difference between math and money. I got into economics and how money works, not so much mathematics, but you have to use math. Anyway, where was I going? I have no idea. Today's going to be an interesting show.
Were you up late last night?
No, I'm fighting off a cold, and it makes my head muddy. You know, so today's just going to be a really interesting show. You actually have an opportunity to be equal to me today.
Oh, jeez. Is that what it takes, really? So you're going to sound
you
like
and all the other
you're going to sound like Sarah Palin today, is what you're telling me.
I can see healthcare from my house. I love Sarah Palin. She's awesome. She really is. She's a brilliant woman. But what she needs to no. What she needs to do is limit her conversations to the things that she knows about. And I haven't seen the interview, but from what I've heard, the interview with Matt Lauer kind of pinned her on what other health care options the conservatives have put forth to combat or give an alternative to Obamacare, and she didn't know.
You're right, it pinned her on having an idea and a plan.
She didn't know, but that didn't stop her from talking.
Well, and that's her fault. She should say, you know, that is not something I'm familiar with. Next question. But the perception is, and this is a bad thing when you're talking to many professionals. They feel, a lot of us feel, that if you ask us a question, for us to say, you know, I'm not really sure, I'll get back to you, that shows a sign of weakness. It does not. If you respond, I don't know. That's not something I'm familiar with. Well, then that shows that you know your limitations. Now, in this environment of healthcare, that is one of the things that she should know about. She should come out and say, well, this individual and this individual put forth this. Or, at the very least, what I do is say, listen, I don't know specifically what, who, and I know that there have been conservative alternatives to Obamacare. Can I chapter and verse you? Not right this minute. Could I later in the day? Probably so. But the issue is, the way you solve it is to allow more competition and more free range of private insurance companies to cross state lines. That's how you solve the issue. And that's what she should have said. Anyway, you asked me about numerology and so forth. I think there's some fascinating things that can be explained with mathematics. But I will warn you, when you hear advertising anywhere that tells you
yes.
that there is a magic mathematic formula from, oh, I don't know, the Bible.
That you can get free money at the bank.
That, yes, that you can end up making $72,000 a month, like just like President Obama does. If I were you, I would walk away from that ad going, what a crock of crap. I'm just saying.
Of course it is. President Obama's government is printing money. He doesn't need some secret formula. Come on.
Well, you know, you got a good point there, too. All right, there's the opening salvo of today's wonderful program. We've got a lot of things that we're going to be doing today, a lot of things that we're going to be discussing. And it's all up to you. If you want to be a part of the show, why don't you send me an email, seth.mila@wsau.com. Oh, and by the way, if you're going to criticize me, at least spell correctly, okay? Yeah, I mean you.
Today is 11, 12, 13, for one day only, until next year's 12, 13. 14. And then there won't be any cool sounding consecutive days until next millennium.
I'll be dead by then, and I'm only a kid.
11, 12, 13. It's today.
Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.